إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد، I do testify that there is no God except Almighty Allah, and I do testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his last messenger, the one who is trustworthy, the one who carried the responsibility, the one who conveyed the message of Islam to mankind in the best way a human being can ever do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have peace, security, mercy, bounty and blessing upon him, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon his followers, and upon every Muslim, male or female, who strives hard in this dunya to follow the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the day of judgment. Ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Almighty Allah blessed us with many bounties and blessings. And in the top of these blessings is the blessing of being guided to Islam. We have been granted so many blessings that no human being can enumerate them. And one of these blessings is the blessing of reasoning, the ability to think and the ability to reason. However, this blessing is vulnerable and threatened by a disease, a very dangerous disease that's probably more dangerous than any other physical disease like cancer or HIV. And this disease threatens every human being, and to the best of our knowledge, this disease is the disease that caused Iblis not to prostrate to Adam. When Almighty Allah asked him to prostrate to Adam, he said, "Should I submit to a creature that you created out of earth and mud, and you created me out of fire, thinking that fire is better than earth?" It's because of this disease, which is called arrogance. My topic today is about this disease, the disease of arrogance or the disease of kibr. First of all, I'll define this disease as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, and then we'll talk about some examples of those people who suffered from this disease. And thirdly, we will try to see some of these qualities that those people have. And then finally, inshallah, I'll talk about the cure and the treatment and the remedy of this disease. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined this disease by saying, "Al-kibru batar al-haqqi wa ghamtu an-nasi." Arrogance is the rejection of the truth and degrading people. Most of my lecture today will focus on the first part of it, the rejection of the truth. When I talk about the rejection of the truth here means the biggest truth in the world. It is the truth of La ilaha illallah. and all the implications and all the connotations that come out of this truth. First, I'll start with example from pre-Islamic history, and then I'll move to some examples up to our life nowadays. The first example is the example of the son of Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam had a son who was a young person. And usually young people experience a type of power, a physical power, a bodily power. And we will see throughout this khutbah that most of those arrogant people experience any type of power. The son of the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, when his father told him, "O my son, come with me to the big ship, to the ark, because the flood will come and cover everything." The young son had some knowledge, had some information. He looked at the previous knowledge that he had and made it as if it is the only knowledge in the world. He made it the frame of reference, as if there is no other knowledge in the world except the knowledge that he had in his mind, thinking that the earth had never had flood before that covered everything. The young child arrogantly said to his father, "I'm not coming with you because I've never witnessed flood that covers everything. And even if it does, I'll go to a mountain to protect me." سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء. He used his mind incorrectly because of the disease that he had in his heart. He said that even the flood, if it comes, I will go to a high mountain to protect me. And the father warned him, "Oh my son, there will be no protector at that time except Almighty Allah. Oh my son, obey me. Oh my son, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." But the child or the young person did not obey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the rain, and the rain covered everything, even all the mountains on this planet that we are living on. The result of this arrogance was destruction in this dunya, and destruction will be in later life. This is an example of a young person. Let's see an example of a king. We'll take King Nimrod as an example, and we'll see the debate between King Nimrod and the Messenger of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Nimrod asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, "What can your God do?" And Ibrahim answered very simply, "Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet." My Lord is the one who grants life and is the one who takes out life. Don't you see this? Every human being can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who grants life and the one who takes out life. And the debate was in front of people. And the king didn't want to lose his face. And he arrogantly said, "I can do that." And he called two people. And he killed one of them and led the other one alive, telling him, "I grant life and I take out life." Ibrahim alayhi salam realized that the king was trying even to fool himself or to fool the people who usually follow their kings blindly. And he didn't want to go and debate the details of this issue, but he gave him a challenge, telling him, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِ بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. If this is the case, so Allah is the one who brings the sun from the east. Would you be able to bring it from the west one time? فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. The disbeliever was struck dumb.
He could not utter a single word because he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Almighty and the capable of doing anything. And as a result, and those people who usually have this disease do, when they lose a debate such as this, they go into a step of retaliation. He wanted to retaliate against him and revenge against him because he won the debate and he made the king lose his face in front of the public. The king commanded his followers to take Ibrahim alayhi salam and to throw him in fire. And of course, as they usually do, they followed the command of the king and took Ibrahim alayhi salam and threw him in fire. And then at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed another sign, another dalil, another proof of the existence of Allah by commanding fire itself to be comfortable and gentle on Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he came out of fire safely without being hurt. A third example is an example of a scientist. Yes, a scientist. Qarun. Qarun was the scientist of his age. Exactly like Bill Gates of today. You know Bill Gates? The $85 billion man. $85 billion man. Perhaps he's the richest person in the world. Allah gave him the ability to touch the software of the computers and it renders millions of gold and money. The same thing was at the time of Qarun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Qarun this ability, the ability of changing any metal into gold. It's Allah who gave him this ability. Allah selected him among all those human beings of his time and gave him this ability. But because of the disease in his heart, this scientist, because he experiences some knowledge and the power of technology, he forgot about Allah. He forgot about the one who gave him this capability of changing metal into gold. And when he was asked, "How did you get this, Qarun?" he said that, "I," with a very big capital I, "I made it out of my own knowledge." Look at this I and this my. Compare this behavior with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about something that he can do, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, "It was given to me by Almighty Allah." See the difference? See the difference between the Muslim people and the non-Muslim people? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed Qarun and destroyed his house. And all of us now still recall this story, a story of arrogance, a story of kibr. He did not want to submit to Almighty Allah. He used his mind incorrectly, thinking that this knowledge, he is the one who got it. He forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let's turn into an example in history that capture in his hand all these types of powers in his hand. The physical power, the financial power, the power of knowledge and the power of technology, all these powers were in the hand of the Pharaoh of Egypt. Pharaoh, Allah gave him all these types of power. And again we will see a debate between him and between Musa alayhi salam, the messenger of Allah. And he asked him, "Where is your Lord? Show me, where is your Lord?" And Musa alayhi salam pointed to the sky. And the king, the Pharaoh of Egypt, tried to fool his people again. He asked his assistant to build him a skyscraper, a high building. And he climbed on the high building. And he looked up. And he looked right. And he looked left. And he said that, I see no God. And then he came to the worst conclusion, the worst statement that had ever been made by a human being. He said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. If there's no God, so I am your only Lord. I am your only God. Because of the arrogance that he had in his mind and his heart, because of the kibr he had in his heart. And again, from this example, we see how narrow-minded all those people that I mentioned in this khutbah, that they usually are so narrow-minded that they focus their thinking on the material things, whatever they see only, and they hear only, and they touch only, as if there is no knowledge after that. All of us now, in this 20th century, that know that this hand would have at least 2 million microbes or living animal on it, and nobody can see them by their eyes. But there are millions and millions of them are living here. We don't see them by our eyes. But we believe in ghaib. We have not seen Almighty Allah. We believe in ghaib. Has this disease stopped? No. In the 20th century we had similar and plenty of examples. Let's take the examples of the Russians. When they went out to the outer space, they came back to tell us that we saw no God. Exactly the same type of mentality of the Pharaoh of Egypt. They saw no God. And if they saw no God, there is no God. And it continues on and on and on. After them, the Americans sent the challenger to the outer space. Look at that. They called it a challenger. And we don't know whether they were challenging the Russian or they were challenging Almighty Allah. Whatever they were challenging, Allah destroyed their challenger after 15 seconds. And it continues on and on. Just now, go home, turn your radio on or your TV on to hear those weather forecasters saying, Mother Nature is going to give us rain. Mother Nature is going to accumulate snow on us. Mother Nature is going to do this and this. Every hour, every half hour, every 5 minutes, you hear this. They do not want to say Almighty Allah. They do not want to submit to God. They take the attributes of God. And instead of saying, God is going to give us rain, inshallah, they say Mother Nature. They created a new God called Mother Nature. That's what we hear and see every day, almost every 5 minutes. It's the arrogance in the hearts of the human being when they do not want to submit to the truth of La ilaha illallah. They get the disease of arrogance and they use their minds incorrectly and they come up to bad and wrong conclusions. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم أما بعد, in the first khutbah I talked about the blessings of Almighty Allah, and one of these blessings is the blessing of reasoning, the ability to reason and the ability to think. And I said this blessing is threatened by a disease called kibr, and every human being is vulnerable to this disease, especially those who do not want to submit to Almighty Allah. And I gave many examples throughout history. And let's see what are the qualities or some of the qualities of those people who suffer from this disease. First, they experience any type of power. It can be a power, a physical power, a bodily power. It can be a financial power. They have a lot of money. It can be a power of legislating and commanding. This is another power. Any type of power. It can be the power of knowledge. They think that they have a lot of knowledge and they are superior than others, as we witness in Western societies in general and in the States in particular. This is one quality of them, that they experience power. They have type of power. Second is that they like to debate. Like to debate. They like to argue with others. And then when they debate, they don't accept the truth. They don't want to submit. They don't want people to know that they are weak. This is a third quality. A fourth quality is that they are narrow-minded. They only think within the materialistic thing. What they touch, what they see, and what they hear. In other words, they do not believe in ghaib, in all the issues of ghaib. And then, another quality is that they retaliate. When they lose a debate, they resort to retaliating. They either destroy people or put them in prison or do something similar to this in order to appear in front of the people always as winners. What is the solution of this disease that's threatened us? The disease is one word, which is arrogance, kibr, and the remedy and the cure is one word, which is Islam, submission to Almighty Allah. When a human being submits to Almighty Allah, he's protected against this disease. He knows who is his creator, who knows the rights of the creator. Let's compare these examples. I'll take only one example in this khutbah, and inshallah, hopefully in other khutbahs, I'll continue elaborating on this. We'll take the example of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Just an example. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting the blessing of going to Al-Isra and Mi'raj, going to Jerusalem and going to heaven, the pagans of Mecca at that time, the disbelievers, they always trusted Abu Bakr Siddiq. He was a man of reasoning. They trusted his wisdom. And when they heard the story, they said that this is our time. When we relate this story to Abu Bakr Siddiq, he will start having doubts in his heart about the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went directly to Abu Bakr Siddiq. They told him, Abu Bakr, hey Abu Bakr, have you heard what your mad friend, what your crazy friend, qatalahum Allah, they were meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have you heard what the crazy guy said? And he said, what did he say? They told him that he said that he went to Jerusalem and came back in one night. Do you believe him, Abu Bakr? He said, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I do trust him. How come? It's impossible, Abu Bakr. How can you reason this? Can you explain this to us? And he said, it's very simple. And you see how open-minded the mind of a Muslim when he believes in ghaib. He said, it's very simple. I believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah. And I believe that Allah is the most capable one, is the Almighty, is the one who can do anything by just saying the word kun and it becomes. Isn't it easy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take Muhammad to Jerusalem and bring him back in 1 second, not in one night? You see the logic of the Muslim, the open-mindedness when you believe in ghaib. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the lesson we should take from this khutbah is we need to know how to submit to Allah, even us Muslims, because we are different in our beliefs and the belief increases and decreases. And it is very important for us to learn the lesson from this. And look at the verse of the Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah talks to you and to us, to the Muslims, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And here is the cure. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The address is not to the non-believers. It is to the believers. Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ. Enter Islam. كَافَّ. As a whole. If you want to protect yourself from this disease of arrogance, from this disease of kibr, you should accept Islam as a whole package. This is one of the diseases that we have. And if we don't, listen to the end of the verse. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of the shaitan. In other words, if you take parts of Islam and you leave other parts of Islam, you are following the footsteps of the shaitan. You are not a complete Muslim. And this is one of the threats that threatens us. You would find a very good Muslim brother or sister, and he's doing very good. He's praying 5 times. He's making hajj. But when he comes to the issue of interest and riba and mortgage, he would reject this. He would use his mind arrogantly and does not want to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Enter Islam as a whole. Accept Islam as a whole package. Wala tattabi'u khutwat ash-shaytan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us away from the footsteps of the shaytan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to the truth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to firm our hearts on the truth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather us all in paradise. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ.